चिंता कापि न कार्याय निवेदतात्मभि कदापि ते भगवानपि पुष्टिस्थो न करिष्यति लौकिकीं च गतिम् निवेदनं तु स्मर्तव्यं सर्वथा तादृशै जनै सर्वेश्वरस्व सर्वात्मा निज्येच्छातः करिष्यते सर्वेषा प्रभु सम्बन्धो न प्रत्येकमिति स्थिति अतोऽन्य विनियोगेऽपि चिंता का स्वस्य सोऽपि चेत् अज्ञानादथवा ज्ञानात् कृतमात्मनिवेदनम् ये कृष्णसाकृत्प्राणे स्तेषां का परिदेवना तथा निवेदने चिंता त्याज्या श्रीपुरुषोत्तमे विनियोगेऽपि सा त्याज्या समर्थो हि हरिस्वतः लोके स्वास्थ्यं तथा वेदे हरिस्तु न करिष्यति पुष्टिमार्गस्थितो यस्मात् साक्षिणो भवताखिला सेवा कृतिर्गुरुराज्ञा बाधनं वा हरिच्छया अतः सेवा परं चित्तं विद्धाय स्थियता सुखम् चित्तोद्वेगं विधायापि हरिर्यदत् करिष्यति तथैव तस्य लीलेति मत्वा चिन्तां द्रुतं त्यजेत् तस्मात् सर्वात्मना नित्यं श्रीकृष्णः शरणं मम वददभिरेव सततं स्थेयमित्वे मे मतिः
Those who have initiated themselves formally by offering everything to the Supreme God should never worry about anything. God Shri Krishna in the path of grace will never allow his beloved devotees to pursue worldly ends. Such people, the initiated and adopted people, those who belong to Krishna should in all respects reflect his decision in company with those who are great in the path of grace. The Supreme God, who is also the inner soul of all, will do everything according to his own wishes. Once initiated with the Supreme Spirit by offering everything to Krishna, all so offered are equally associated with God Shri Krishna. No one has any individual special relationship. That is the basic fact of the path of grace. Hence, where is the cause of worry when even the case of any other use or usage? So also, if it happens in one's own case, there should be no worry. Those who have offered everything of oneself, whether with or without proper understanding, have not to worry anymore. What is there to worry by those who have completely identified themselves with Sri Krishna? One must not worry about his dedication to Sri Purushottam. Hari is himself all-powerful, so one must not worry about dedication of others also. Hari, Sri Krishna, being in the path of grace, will not stabilize devotees in worldly affairs or in affairs relating to Vedas. You all devotees be mere witnesses to whatever happens. One should do divine service of Krishna as ordained by one's teacher. In case of self-perception of any other special desire of Hari Sri Krishna, it could be otherwise. Therefore, in any case, one should live happily by keeping the conscience inclined only to the divine service of Sri Krishna. During the divine service, or otherwise in case conscience gets afflicted, one should forthwith give up worries on the account, thinking that whatever Hari Sri Krishna will do is only that way, his leela, mere sport. Therefore, one should live always and in all respects, reciting constantly Sri Krishna Sharanamama mantra. This alone is my conviction.